You might turn this evening with me, please, to, excuse me, got a frog in my throat tonight. Hopefully it will clear. Please turn to the book of Luke, chapter 16.
我们今晚呢翻开路加福音第16章。 我们今天查考的开始从路加福音的16章开始。
And tonight we're going to try to pick up a little bit of the logic flow of the chapters in the Bible.
那我们今天呢会从一个逻辑的联系来看不同的章，在路加福音的一些不同的章之间逻辑的联系。
Especially it is true in the Gospels, we tend to get a lot of stories, one story after another. And the question is sometimes, are these stories logically put together?
那因为尤其在福音书里呢，有很多的故事，一个接着一个。那这些故事之间彼此有没有逻辑的联系呢？
And of course, there is no way in which we can exhaust the logic of the Spirit of God who wrote the scriptures.
当然我们也没有可能去穷尽都讲出来所有的这圣灵写下的这些故事之间的逻辑联系。
But sometimes we're unable to see a little bit of the logic to give us a little more insight into why the Spirit of God teaches us the way he does.
但是呢，我们可以尝试着呢，从这个角度做一些学习，来理解一下为什么圣灵去把这些故事这样的安排在福音书里，有没有一些的逻辑上的关联。
And so it's with this in mind that we would consider this evening, as we have opportunity, some of these chapters in the book of Luke. First of all, chapter 16.
所以我们尝试着做一点这个学习，在今晚先从路加福音的16章开始。
And many of you will remember that at the end of chapter 16 of Luke, we get the story of the rich man and Lazarus, and the fact that the rich man lived and died and went to hell. And the poor man, Lazarus, lived and died and went to heaven. And those are very, very serious stories.
那我们都知道在路加福音16章的最后呢，有财主和拉萨路，非常严肃的一个故事。财主呢，他过了很富足的一生，最后死了在地狱。拉萨路呢，是一个乞丐，但是他最后却在天堂，这是一个真实的但非常严肃话题的故事。
Some people actually go so far as to deny the presence of heaven. They say that's just wishful thinking.
有的人呢，否认天堂的存在，说这只是一个想象。
Far more people deny the presence of hell. And they say, oh no, a loving God would never send anybody to a place like hell.
那更多的人呢否定地狱的存在，他说不，那有爱的神呢不可能把人放到地狱这样的地方去。
And you know that the teaching of Luke 16 is very, very strong, very powerful. And many people read it and say, wow, this is heavy stuff.
所以路加福音16章最后这个故事的教导呢是非常 语气强烈，非常严肃，很多人会说，哦，读了以后会觉得，哦，这个太严肃了，有点惧怕。
So, along my computer is not responding well. I'm frozen. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, but your picture is...
I'm going to excuse myself for half a minute to see if I can correct the problem.
Okay.
I will keep on talking. You can keep on.
Okay. 那他的电脑呢，可能有一些的问题。对，他可能要稍微处理一下，可能是网络的问题。那在 Harold 弟兄回来之前呢，我们可以先回到这个故事啊。那 其实刚才我们讲到了这财主和拉撒路故事，它的性质哈是非常严肃的。
All right. Well, I'm hoping that that is better, and we'll just see what we can here. Very good. So, the fact is that Scripture really, from the beginning to the end, makes it very clear that God is not only a God of love, but He is also the God of justice. And the God of wrath, He must punish sin.
所以从圣经的一开始到最后，始终这个是一贯的、持续的、一致的主题。神不但是一位有爱的神，他更是一位公义行审判的、倾倒因着罪而来审判愤怒的神。
If He were to fail to punish sin, we would lose respect for Him.
如果他不是因着公义来审判罪的话呢，我们对他是不会有尊敬的。
There have been many tragedies in the world. Many people have done some terrible things in the world. And if God were not to judge them, we would say, "What's wrong with you?"
今天这个地上有许多的恶，许多的人行了很糟糕的事啊。如果神不行公义的审判，我们会说，神啊，你是不是有问题呢？
So we get people in the world like Mr. Putin in Russia who wage war and they pretend that they will not be held accountable for all the suffering that they inflict on others.
就像Putin 啊，他在俄罗斯在乌克兰发动的战争一样，那这样的事呢，他总是会有罪的后果的啊，神总是要行公义审判的。
But the Bible makes it very clear that after death, there will be judgment, and the judgment of God will be sincere against all who sin.
所以圣经里启示就是，人人都有一死啊，死后且有审判，所以死后的审判，神会使得公义得着终极的彰显。
And so the Bible says that the soul that sinneth, it shall die.
所有犯罪的灵魂呢，最终都会死。
And the death referred to is the death of eternal separation from God.
而这样的死呢，圣经是定义成永恒的死，也就是与神永恒的隔绝，也就是地狱的审判。
But the other side is that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin.
那另外一个角度呢，耶稣基督的血洁净了我们，从一切我们已犯的罪中洁净我们。
All right, so we're just going to read one verse now in the book of Luke chapter 16. And this is the response of the rich man when he's talking to Abraham about the fact that somebody has got to speak to his brothers.
那我们读一节经文啊，就是从这一段故事里，也就是这个财主呢，跟那个亚伯拉罕在说的一句话。
And the rich man who is in torment in this place called hell, says, Father Abraham, if one went unto my brothers from the dead, they will repent.
这是亚伯拉罕财主对亚伯拉罕说的一句话，在三十节哈，他说，也就是这个财主在地狱的痛苦中说，我主亚伯拉罕呢，不是的。若有一个人从死里复活到他们那里去，他们必要悔改。
And by this he is implying that the reason that he is in hell is he would not repent of his sins.
那这里他是在讲，哦，他在地狱里，他已经不能再悔改他的罪了，他也不愿意悔改他的罪。
So he's saying it'd be wonderful if someone would go to my brothers so that they will repent and not come to this place of torment.
所以他说呢，如果有人能去到他的兄弟还活在地上的那些兄弟呢，他们就不用到这受苦的地方来了。
So when we read through the book of Luke, we come to this passage, and if you're like me, you are very distressed by it. You say, Lord, this is very important. This is heavy stuff. We've got to pay attention to this. There's a heaven ahead, and there's a hell for those who reject Jesus.
如果你像我读路加福音读到这，我们觉得很严肃，哦，原来未来会有个天堂，更是有一个地狱啊，为罪不悔改的罪人预备的啊，这是我们讲到的非常严肃的话题了。And
so my question becomes, what does Luke tell us after this very serious story? What does he have to say?
那我们会说，那路加在这个严肃故事之后，他想要告诉我们什么呢？
We should probably pay attention to what he says afterwards, because probably they will all be implications of the great and terrible story that he's told about the presence of hell and heaven.
那之后的故事可能会给我们一些理解这个严肃的财主和拉萨路故事的含义啊，有帮助的一些逻辑关系啊，就在17章之后的部分。
And so the next story in chapter 17, verse 1 says, Then said the Lord to his disciples, It is impossible but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come.
17章的第一节, 耶稣又对门徒说, 绊倒人的事是免不了的, 但那绊倒人的有祸了。
Offenses are strange and difficult things.
那绊倒是一个奇怪也很难理解的事啊。
Some people do things and they say, you know, he did this to me, I was offended.
有的人会这么应用说某个人对我做了一些什么事，我被绊倒了。
And offenses usually lead to separation. That man offended me. I don't want to see him again. That situation offended me. I don't want to get near it again.
所以绊倒或者说冒犯呢，常常会带来分开啊，就是那个人或那个环境啊，使我绊倒，使我被冒犯的，那我就要离开，不想再去了。And
it's even possible for some people to say, you know, I tried to follow the Savior. I tried to do what the Bible says, but I met a Christian once and he offended me, and I don't want to have anything to do with the Bible again.
那跟另外一个更常见的情形就是，有个人会说，哎，我想要去了解圣经，我想要去了解基督，但是我见到一个基督徒，他所做的事呢，非常不好，那。 让我不再愿意去了解，我被绊倒。And
it would be terrible for somebody to find himself in hell rather than in heaven because he was in fact offended by a Christian or in some other way.
但是呢，如果一个人因为被一个基督徒绊倒了，自己却不要去了解基督。 却最后留在了地狱里啊，那这是多么糟糕的一个结果！
And so this next story basically is saying, don't be offended. Jesus loves you. Christians may fail you. All kinds of other things may go wrong, but don't be offended. Keep trusting Jesus. He will never fail you.
所以这里第一个我们逻辑的联系就能看见，不要因为人而被绊倒啊。 因为人是不可靠的，我们是回到耶稣那，耶稣爱你，所以你继续的去读神的话，继续的到耶稣那里去，不要因为一两个人的言行呢，而使自己远离基督。So
there are two aspects of offenses. Number one, don't be offended in any way to turn away from God and His love in the Bible.
所以有两个层面关于这个绊倒。 第一呢，不要被人绊倒，而因此得出远离基督、远离神的话的这么一个结论。Number
two, don't ever be the cause of an offense. Make sure that in your life, if you're a Christian, make sure you're encouraging people to trust the Lord. Don't ever do anything that might offend them.
第二呢, 不要让自己成为那绊倒人的人，总是去鼓励人接近基督，接近神的话，不是去绊倒人。
And the question is, what is the seriousness of all this?
那下一个问题就是，这样绊倒的事有多严肃呢？
And the seriousness is, if someone were to offend one of the little ones, they might not go to heaven, they might go to hell, and that would be terrible.
那如果当中的一个人绊倒这小子里的一个，那以至于他去了地狱而不是去天堂，那这个后果是很严肃的。
How serious would it be for someone to offend another?
如果你绊倒人的话,
and the answer is verse 2. It were better for the offender that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones who would trust in Jesus.
那17章的2节说就是把磨石拴在这人的颈项上丢在海里还强如他把这小子里的一个绊倒。
All right, now the next issue is in chapter 2, chapter 17 and verse 11, and the story that begins there is about 10 lepers who come to the Lord Jesus.
那下一个故事我们要看的呢，就是17章的第11节开始，耶稣医治好了10个大麻风的病人。
The story is very simple. They simply say to the Lord Jesus, Lord, we've got this incurable disease called leprosy. Would you please heal us of our leprosy?
所以这十个人说呢，我们得了一个不能治的大麻风的绝症，主啊，你能不能医治我们？
And the story you'll remember is that the Lord Jesus says to them, you go show yourself to the priests, and as they go, they find that they are healed. Their leprosy, that incurable disease, is gone. And so there were 10 of them. One returns to the Lord Jesus to say thank you. The other 9 didn't.
那这十个人呢，耶稣告诉他们去到祭司那去，给祭司查看。他们去的过程中就发现呢， 大麻风已经好了，但是呢，当中只有一个人回来感谢耶稣，九个人没有回来。Now,
in the Bible, leprosy is presented to us, and it is always presented as a picture of sin.
在这里呢，大麻风总是一个形象，是代表罪的。
And because sin is there, we've got a big problem. The soul that sins will die unless he's forgiven. He will not go to heaven. He will go to hell.
所以罪的后果呢，就是死啊，除非他得到赦免，否则他就不能去天堂，只能去地狱。
So now this picture is very, very serious, and it's simply a picture of the fact that in order to get right with God, we've got to go to God, we've got to do what the Lord Jesus tells us to do, and if we do it, our sins can be forgiven, just as the leprosy was cured.
所以这里就告诉我们，我们该做耶稣告诉我们要去做的，我们要相信他，然后做。 这里呢，就是用大麻风得医治，这个例子来做一个比喻，那只有这样呢，我们的罪才能得赦免，大麻风才能得医治。So
at least 2 important facts now regarding this. Number 1 is we must have our sins forgiven or we will be like lepers on the earth and we will be punished because of our sin in hell forever. That's heavy.
两层的意思，第一呢，我们要得着罪的赦免，否则就像这大麻风最后导致死亡一样，那罪呢必然带来我们永恒的审判，这是很严肃的。
But the wonderful thing is that if we come to the Lord Jesus, our sins can be forgiven just like leprosy can be healed.
但是好消息是只要我们来到耶稣面前愿意信靠他， 那罪能得赦免就如同大麻风也能得医治一样。
So number one lesson, because we're sinners, we must all come or we will be punished like the rich man in hell.
所以第一个结论，我们都是罪人，所以我们一定都要到耶稣面前来，那否则我们就会像那16章的财主一样，在地狱里。
But the other great lesson of this story is that if in fact the Lord has healed you, make or forgiven your sin, make sure you say thank you.
第二个结论呢，就是如果耶稣医治了我们，赦免了我们的罪，我们要记得感恩，赞美他。
Amazing story. 10 were healed. 1 came back to say thank you, and the others just went ahead and they all forgot about the one who healed them.
这是非常令人吃惊的， 10个得医治， 只有一个回来感谢他， 有9个都离开了。
So remember now, the Christian should be the most thankful person you will ever meet. The Christian is always saying, thank you, Lord Jesus, for all you have done for me.
那要记得基督徒是永远都是那最懂得感恩的一群人。那我们要说主啊，耶稣，谢谢你赐给我的救恩。
Well, now the stories go on. And so there's a story that begins in verse 26 that is important. Actually, the thoughts begin way back in verse 20. But in verse 26, the Lord says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man.
那这个故事呢，又再继续到了路加17章的26节，讲到最后的审判的日子呢，神是这么描述，他说，挪亚的日子怎样，人子的日子也要怎样。
And the Lord basically tells the story of what it was like in Noah's day.
所以耶稣在这里把我们带到了挪亚时代的要发生的事。
Noah was building the ark, and he spent a lot of time with this hammer and nails putting the ark together. He was building the ark, and most people laughed at him.
在挪亚的时代呢，挪亚花了很长的时间，就用锤子、钉子做了很久。 做了一个很大的船，大的方舟，那个时代的人呢，就一直嘲笑他。
And Noah said, I'm warning you, the days are coming when God will judge this earth. I'm building this ark because the Lord is going to send a flood, and the flood will drown everyone on the planet.
所以挪亚说，我已经警告了你们，神最终要拆洪水来审判这地。 那我已经造了这方舟，洪水最终要审判全地。
Oh, they said, no, it's not that bad. Don't worry about it. Everything's fine. We'll carry on.
那挪亚时代的人说，没有那么糟糕了，我们可以继续，不用那么紧张。
And instead of listening to Noah and following his counsel, they carried on in their own lifestyle, in their own indifference to the things of God.
所以他们没有听从挪亚的建议，他们继续自己的生活，也不关心，不介意挪亚的警告。
Life is short. After death is judgment. The judgment determines where one will spend eternity. There is nothing in life more important than those three things.
所以生命是很短暂的。 人人死了以后都会有一个审判，所以没有什么比这样的一个话题更加重要、更加严肃的。
And to be indifferent toward that is the height of folly.
那在人的背逆里，在人的这个不关心这个挪亚的方舟的这件事情里，是你能看见人的背逆，人的败坏到达的顶峰。
But in Noah's day, that's what they were. They were indifferent to the truth of God that he was soon going to judge the world.
所以挪亚的时代就告诉我们这个画面，人们不关心神的警告，虽然这 警告很快最终来临了神的审判的权利，但人在当时呢就不介意。
In the light of heaven and in the light of hell, it's absolute folly to be indifferent.
所以在天堂和地狱之间做选择，如果我们也是漠不关心，不愿意做选择的话，这是多么愚蠢呢？
And so the Lord says this in verse 27. He says, they did eat, the people in Noah's day, they did eat, they drank, they married the wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all.
所以在第十七章的第二十七节呢，就看见那时候的人又吃又喝又娶又嫁，到挪亚进方舟的那日，洪水就来把他们全都灭了。
What does this passage teach us? Don't be indifferent to the warnings of God.
这段告诉我们什么呢？不要把神的警告不当一回事。
All right, well now, having said more about that, the writer Luke goes on in chapter 18, and he tells the story now about a woman who was praying.
所以讲完这些以后呢，路加又继续在写，写到18章呢，写了另外一个故事，在讲一个妇人的祷告。
She was praying not to God. She was just praying to a judge. She said, I have a legal case and I'm a widow. I need this case to be dealt with properly because I can't afford to live without it.
妇人呢没有在向神祷告，她在向一个地方官祷告，说呢，我是个寡妇啊，我有一个官司啊，求你给我伸冤啊，他不停的在求。
And the Lord tells the story in such a way as to make it very clear. He's saying this woman kept on bothering the judge, and the judge finally said, "Oh, all right, I'll do what you want me to do." And the Lord says, "You must keep on praying."
所以主用这个例子来告诉我们要怎么祷告啊，因为这个妇人不断的缠绕这个。缠磨这个地方官呢，他最终给他伸冤了。那我们的神肯定比这地方官要好得多，所以告诉我们呢，要持续坚持祷告。
Many things in life proceed slowly.
因为世界上的很多事呢，进展是缓慢的。
Many times the justice that you want doesn't come immediately.
也许多时候呢，我们想要的公义呢，不是立刻就能看见的。
You might pray and you might find that it's a long time before the answer comes.
所以你会发现很多时候要看见这个最终答案要等很久。
Lucy and Mrs. Liu told us earlier this evening how the Lord answered their prayers this week.
我们刚才听见两个姊妹说到，哎，这一周主就听允了他们的祷告。
Then we all say hallelujah, thank you, Lord.
我们都说赞美主，谢谢你主啊。
But sometimes you pray and the answer doesn't come immediately.
有的时候呢，我们祷告，答案并不是立刻就快来了。
Sometimes you pray and you say, Lord, would you please do this? And instead of saying yes, it appears the Lord is saying no.
有的时候我们祷告说，主啊，求你这么带领我。但看起来呢，好像一开始的回应并不是是，而是否。
And it's possible for people to become discouraged.
那当然，很自然，人就会变得很灰心嘛。
And it's possible for people to say, Jesus doesn't listen to me. I'm not going to pray anymore.
自然人就会说，耶稣没有听我的祷告，我不想再祷告了。
Now don't do that.
那不要这么
说。Jesus does hear you.God will answer, but he doesn't always answer immediately.
我们要记得神一定回应，只是不是立刻而已。
Frankly, I would far rather have a deferred answer from God than no answer from God.
事实上呢，我更愿意要一个来得晚一些的祷告，而不是来得晚一些的回应，而不是没有回应。
And remember, in the light of heaven and hell, there's great need that we keep on believing God even if he doesn't give us the answer we want right now.
所以即便我们做的祷告呢，神不是立刻回应我们，我们要记得还是要寻求他啊，尤其是关乎这天堂和地狱啊这么严肃话题的时候。
As a matter of fact, if God did give me everything I wanted right now, I'd just snap my fingers and God gives it to me, who would be God?
事实上，如果我们就像一瞬间我们的祷告就成就，想要什么就有的时候，谁才是神呢？
He wouldn't be God. I would treat him like a robot. And I'd say, I'm going to put $10 in the collection here, and you're going to give me what I want. I'm the boss, God. God says, no, that's not the way it works.
所以这不是神带领我们的方式，不是说我把10块钱放在机器里啊，就能够出来我想要的东西啊。神就变成了我的机器人，神说这不是我带领你的方式。We
come to him as a loving father.
所以我们来到神面前，把他当做一个爱我的父亲。He
says, I will do for you what is best. You keep praying.
所以神会做对我们好的事，我们只需要持续祷告就好。
And I could say, but I won't even follow you if you don't give it to me right now.
我们说，如果你不现在给我呢，我就不想跟从你。That's
not God's way at all.
这不是神的方式，完全不是。
And so, the Lord says, you just keep on praying. Always pray.
所以神告诉我们呢，我们要持续的祷告，不断祷告。All
right, let's find the verse to read here. Verse 6, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them.
第六节主说，你们听着不义之官所说的话，神的选民昼夜呼吁他，他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？
And now verse 1 of chapter 18, he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint.
第八章的一节是耶稣设一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
All right, so three other little quick stories here, and we've got to go quickly. In chapter 18, there's a story about a rich ruler who comes to God and to Jesus and basically says, I'm pretty good, what do I have to do?
那18章的18节呢? 又是一个小故事，在讲一个富有的官来到耶稣面前说，我该怎么做？
And the story goes on to basically say that this man was not as good as he thought he was. He thought he was good enough. He didn't have to follow Jesus.
那这个官呢，这个年轻人呢，其实并没有他说的那么好，因为他只是觉得自己很好，不需要跟从耶稣，自己做就配得去天堂了。
Many people in the world today have that same argument. They say, I'm not so bad. I'll stand before God. I'll tell him how good I am. I'll be all right.
很多地上的人也是这样，觉得我没有那么坏，我可以站在神面前，我可以告诉神我有多么好，我怎么配得去天堂。
But in the light of judgment, when the Lord will decide who goes to heaven and who goes to hell, doesn't matter how good you think you are. All that matters is whether your sins have been forgiven.
事实上呢，来到最终审判的面前呢，不是我认为我有多好，而是耶稣认为审判官认为我有多好。This
man was so proud, he was probably not even willing to admit that he was a sinner.
所以这个年轻人呢，骄傲到呢，他甚至没有承认他是一个罪人。
And so the Lord Jesus had to point out to him that indeed he was a sinner. He needed salvation just like everybody else.
所以耶稣呢，就要跟他指出来，他的确是一个罪人，他也和其他所有人一样需要救恩。
Well, when you get to the end of chapter 18, you get another very interesting story.
当我们来到十八章的最后的时候呢，我们也看见一个很有意思的故事。
And this story is about a blind man.
那这个故事呢，是在讲一个瞎子。
He was in the city of Jericho, and he was blind.
他在耶利哥城，然后他是瞎的。
The Lord Jesus was passing through Jericho, and what the blind man didn't know was that when Jesus got to Jerusalem, they were going to kill him.
所以耶稣这一次呢是路过耶利哥，但是这个瞎子呢却不知道耶稣这是最后一次路过耶利哥，因为他去了耶路撒冷就要被杀了。
And this man could have been like so many others and say, I'll think about Jesus, I'll come back next time, everything will be well, don't worry.
这个人呢很可能会像许多其他的人一样，哎，我要再想一想，我下次再来，不要着急，还有机会，我下次再想。
This man said, I'm blind, and I need Jesus to help me, and I need him to help me now.
这个人却有足够的智慧说我是瞎的，我要耶稣帮助我，而且要耶稣现在就帮助我。
So he cried out and he said, Jesus, have mercy on me, thou son of David.
所以他大声的呼叫说，大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧。
And all the people told him to keep quiet.
但其他所有人都叫他不要出声。
And he said, not in words, but in attitude, he said, listen, this is urgent.I've got a big problem. I am blind. Jesus is here. He won't be here tomorrow. I need him to heal me now.
那这个人却有足够的智慧在心里，这么想啊，那耶稣来了，我现在是瞎的，他也许明天就不在这里，我现在就要他医治我。
Now because there is a heaven ahead and a hell ahead, because after death there's judgment, the need to deal with the issue of sin and the blindness that comes from it, that is an urgent need and it's got to be dealt with now.
同样的应用在我们身上，天堂和地狱，这个问题如此严肃，就像我们是瞎子。我现在就要做一个决定啊，因为我们不知道明天会怎样。
And so he just kept on crying and crying and crying, and people finally said, "Oh, all right, well, let's go take it to Jesus." And when he got to Jesus, the Lord Jesus gave him his sight.
所以这个瞎子就不断的高声的喊啊，直到耶稣来到他面前啊，医治了他的眼瞎。
Remember your need of a savior and the need of your friends and family and others you love, their need of a savior. It is urgent. We do not know about tomorrow.
所以我们要记住这个故事告诉我们，我们需要救主，我们身边的亲人需要救主，这件事情的紧迫性，因为我们不知道明天还有没有。
Noah said, you've got to deal with the issue now.
所以记得我们现在若是没有得救就要
They said, Noah, don't worry, it's dry today, we're okay. Noah said, the rain is coming.
就好比挪亚时代的人说，现在天也没下雨啊，没关系。但挪亚说雨会下下来的。
Noah said, come in now, the door is open. And they laughed at him.
那挪亚说，快来，现在方舟造好，门也开了，然后人们会嘲笑他。
And then Noah went into the ark. God closed the door. The rain came. They said, we'll go into the ark now. And they knocked. And the door was locked.
我们可以想一想，挪亚进了方舟，然后神关了门，然后洪水来了，人再去方舟去敲门就没有机会了。
Remember, the words of scripture says, now is the day of salvation. Don't put it off. This blind man was wise.
所以这个瞎子是非常智慧的。现在就是得救的日子，不要再推迟了。
And then the story in chapter 19 is the story of this man Zacchaeus.
十九章呢有一个故事，这个故事是税吏撒该的。
And he said, I want to see Jesus.
这个撒该说呢，我要看一下耶稣。
There's all kinds of people in the world today who are ignorant. And they say, I'm not too concerned about Jesus. I've heard about him. Who cares? We won't worry about that.
今天地上很多人说，哎呀，我也不想太多了解耶稣，我听说过他，也没有什么太大兴趣。
And Zacchaeus said, no, I want to see him. I want to know him. I'm going to keep on doing everything I can to learn about Jesus.
撒该却不是这么想，他说我要看见他，我要看见，我要明白耶稣，我要用尽我一切的办法能够更能看见耶稣。
In Isaiah, we read the words, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. And Zacchaeus said, Jesus is coming. I'm going to see him.
所以如同以赛亚书所说的啊，在神可寻找的时候要去寻找他，可在身边的时候要去找他。那就像这撒该也是一样的啊，他说，哎，耶稣在这，我要去看他。
And like the blind man, he said, I'm not going to be happy with my ignorance. I am going to find out about Jesus. He can save me.
就如同这瞎子一样的啊，我不想要持续在我的无知里，我现在就要去找耶稣啊，因为现在他就在这里。
All right, so here's the story. The rich man and Lazarus. The rich man in hell. Lazarus in heaven. What's it going to be?
啊，所以最初的故事是什么呢？财主和拉撒路，财主在地狱里啊，拉撒路在天堂。
And then the other stories that follow, showing that some people reject the truth, the implication of it, and for this reason, that reason, or the other reason, they don't deal with this most important issue.
啊，那之后的一系列故事，我们都会看见，有的人啊，他们就选择不要。那他们却把这样的最重要的决定呢，不断的往后推。
I'm going to give you the quick summary. Number one, don't offend or be offended. Number two, don't delay.
那我们做一点总结。第一呢，不要绊倒人，也不要被绊倒。第二呢，就不要推迟。
Number two, don't delay in your repentance. That's what it is.
那就是不要在我们的悔改的最重要的这件事情上推迟。
Number three, don't be indifferent like they were in the days of Noah.
那在第三呢，不要像在挪亚时代的人那样漠不关心。
Number four, don't cease to pray.
第四呢，不要停止祷告。
Number five, don't assume you're good enough like that rich young ruler.
第五呢，不要认为自己足够好啊，就像那个年轻的副官一样。
Number six, don't continue in your blindness.
第六呢，不要持续在自己的眼瞎里。
Number seven, don't fail to see and to seek Jesus. That's what Zacchaeus said. I'm not going to fail to see him. I'm going to see him somehow.
第七呢，就是不要看不见神啊。这是撒该给我们正面的例子，他说我就是要去看他，我就是要去找他。
Remember Luke 19 and 10 says，
那我们记得路加19章的第十节说什么呢？
The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's what it's all about.
那人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人啊，这就是耶稣来的主题的信息了。
I've gone over time again. Just pray, and then Long will take over.
好，我们一起来做一个祷告，我们就继续了。
Lord, we want to thank you for reminding us that there is a place called heaven where Lazarus went, and a place called hell where the rich man went. And Lord, we don't want to go to hell, and we don't want anyone we know to go to hell. Help us to take all these things very seriously, we pray.
主啊，谢谢您在圣经里告诉我们，有一个如此好的地方，拉撒路去的天堂，也有一个如此恶劣糟糕的地方，财主去的地狱。我们祷告是，无论是我们还是我们身边的人，我们都能够有足够的谦卑和智慧去天堂，而不是去地狱。
Help us, we pray, to say yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you for seeking me because I was lost. I repent of my sin. I want to turn to you.
主啊，我们祷告是求您带领我们寻求你啊，因为您是来寻找拯救失丧的人，求您使我们悔改寻求您。
And Lord, we pray that you will just not only bless us, but we pray that the others that we love will turn to you as well.
啊，我们祷告不但您祝福我们，更是我们所爱的人啊，也一样能够转向您悔改寻求您。
We ask this all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祈求都奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Harold.